guitar, and I am fun. Woo!
Good evening, everyone. This is Ta. Or that's what Dung and Logan tell me anyway. Tonight, it's the true story of a radio dog, the undisputed king of funtime, minister of bowels, and keeper of the rock wardrobe. My friends, can your heart stand the shocking facts behind the M. Dung story? The dictionary defines idiot as one who is incapable of connected speech. Once upon a time in the Midwest, it occurred to a bored kid with no shirt that this would be a fun basis for a career in radio. Dung grew up in Detroit. His early childhood favorites included Motown, of course, and the Beatles. Dung claims that the biggest musical influence of his youth was Bobby V, but I've never been able to see that connection.
No one in the world would say that I am more than just an ordinary guy. 99 of every 100 girls would never look at me when I go by.
The Dung radio story begins in January 1976, when he came to Grand Valley State College in Allendale, Michigan, west of Grand Rapids. There he met me, Ta, and quickly became involved in the student radio station WSRX. Those who experienced the very earliest Dung fun heard things sounding like this.
The things that turn up in the street these days.
What y'all do for a good time around here? Listen to the grass grow?
The rock and roll trouser suits. The lights go down. The kings of fashion are now in town.
That stuff is from a show called the Existential Despair Theater. The first time the name M. Dung was used on radio was on a circus-type show called M. Dung's Big Top.
You're listening to the greatest radio show on earth. You're under the Big Top with M. Dung.
The Big Top started in 1978 on WSRX with our ringmaster M. Dung playing polkas, punk rock, Little Richard, Ray Conniff, the Singing Dogs. Only the top acts got under the Big Top. The local farmers were revolted by the blatantly profane punk songs, but liked it when he played Al Jolson. When everybody heard Al Jolson segue into Iggy Pop, they knew something was going on.
Under the Big Top. In 1/2 hour, it's time for Anthony's Good Radio. And we'll be having lots of fun. Sick of you. So call me up and tell me I am a stupid moron for doing this. The number, 4510797. And just maybe you can tell Dung what you want to hear. Then your song will be under the Big Top. I'm ready to feel that way. My name's Dung. I like fun. I'll give you some. Call me. Call my eye. Don't be shy. 4510797. Had a few requests for Louie Louie. Always going to play Louie Louie under the Big Top. Plus Elvis. All this fun is coming your way. So, don't delay. Call me tonight.
Open up a honey, it's your lover boy, me, but it's knocking.
The Big Top continued into 1978, but it was burning itself out. It was becoming pretty apparent to Dung that everything he was doing was being copied by the other DJs on SRX. He played punk and polkas, and they played punk and polkas. He played oldies, they played oldies. So Dung thought he'd better come up with a presentation that nobody could copy. And also by this time, he'd become program director, and the guy he had doing the all-night show just stopped showing up. Realizing that if he wanted the station to be on 24 hours, he'd have to do the all-night show himself. And the all-night idiot show was born.
Was trying to get that out sooner. Oh, well. Nothing says I have to be pleasant about it.
So if you wanted to hear the Allman Brothers, screw ya!
Probably the key to the original all-night idiot show on SRX was spontaneity. You know the fun line from Dung on KFOG today, but at that time the calls were taken live and the phone even rung directly through the board and over the air.
Fun line? No! What do you got to say?
We have a request here for some music.
Oh, okay.
We want to hear Martha Marie's and Vandellas dancing in the streets.
Oh, real?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And we also want to hear You Really Got a Hold on Me.
Okay.
Because we're holding on to you.
That's right.
And you're holding on to us.
Tight.
Oh, baby.
Okay, baby. The time is 1:35 in the morning. You're listening to WSRX Radio. This is the All Night Idiot Show. I am M. Dong. This is a request for Mary Wells, baby. Feel it. I. Turntable. I.
It's always this way. Battle it out with the equipment every night.
First the microphone doesn't work. Then the turntable doesn't work. Not right.
That's right, baby. Mary Wells. Oh.
That day I first saw you. Oh, oh.
Baby! Can you feel it? 8954239. Give me some. Fun times while it lasts, baby. It ain't gonna be around much longer. You feel it? They're gonna make us go away. Well, baby, I'm sick of you.
Well, I'm ready. I'm willing. And I'm able to rock and roll all night.
All right, damn. That's Domino, baby. Feel it. 8954239.
Do.
I have a fun time. What do you got to say? Ow!
Some.
Yeah, could you play some jazz?
Could I play some jazz?
More jazz.
You are I. Away! Stupid I.
Here. Let me get it.
Uh-oh, maybe it's retaliation time.
I.
You are I.
I am I.
What do you got to say?
I feel that way.
You feel that way?
I feel.
You feel what?
That. Way.
Okay, what are you doing on a Thursday night?
Listening to Dung.
You're listening to Dung.
Dung.
Is that all you got to do?
I.
Is it I?
Let's I want to hear drugs.
Some guy want to hear jazz?
I don't know. He wants to hear drugs. Here's drugs. This is jazz. See, I might have made you gone away, but you get some.
All right, you heard your jazz for the night. Go away.
Sick of you, I. You want jazz? It must be this way. Chuck Berry, stupid I. Feel it, feel it, feel it. Fun time tonight, 895-4239. Don't be I. This is the Rolling Stones. We're gonna have some women action and beer tonight. Call me up. Fun time, 895-4239. Ah.
Now if you wanna hear some boogie like I'm gonna play, it's just a no piano and a knockout bass.
I'm Dung, baby. Yeah.
Our special guest now on the Dung Special, Sky Daniels.
Thank you, Ta, and hello, everyone.
How would you describe working with M. Dung?
It's my favorite thing next to cancer.
Why is that?
Because Dung is I. I wish he would go away.
Which way?
A way.
A certain way?
A way.
Which way?
I said A way.
Sky says, away. This is the KFOG History of M. Dung radio special with your host, Ta, right here. And you probably wonder where all those Dung expressions come from. Day and U Dao are just nonsense expressions that Dung came up with. I and away do have inside stories behind them, but I'm going to keep them there. But most of Dung's phrases come from Michigan rocker Iggy Pop of Iggy and the Stooges. How many Dung-isms can you spot in this montage? Consider what you've heard so far, a complete moron screaming at the top of his lungs on college radio. So how did he get his trash on commercial radio? At the time that Dung was doing the all-night idiot show on WSRX, he was also holding down a full-time radio job on station WLAV-AM in Grand Rapids, under the name Mike Richards. And no, that's not his real name. So it was normal radio from 7 p.m. till midnight. After that, get some to eat, get some beer, and start the all-night idiot show at 1 a.m. and go till 7 a.m. Enter into the picture at this point the Edward G. Robinson of radio, Dave Logan, who was then programming WLAV-FM. In the late hours, Logan began tuning into the all-night idiot show and asked Dung for an audition tape. After getting it, Dung meets Logan in the hall. Logan says, "Fun time!" Dung says, "Tonight."
WLAV-FM.
Predictably, the audience response to 50,000 watts of Dung was overwhelming.
What do you got to say?
Hey, you getting off at 2 now?
Yeah. You like it that way?
Well, I like it, thinking the next person can be playing some good tunes?
No.
Bomber.
Yeah.
Enjoying tonight's show? That's good.
Baby, this is Dung. I'm fun, baby. Gene Chandler, feeling. Duke of Earl, baby. It's gotta be this way all night. We are alive and we feel it tonight. Ow.
As I walk through this world.
Hello, baby. Ow. What a choice you have tonight. The agonizing all-night face of Jerry Lewis on the TV or Dung. Paul Revere and the Raiders. That's right. The next song I'm going to play is Louie Louie by Paul Revere and the Raiders. And it's a special live version in front of an audience that appreciates a good Louie Louie.
Here's a thing called Louie Louie. I've
got... But this time, I'm going to be able to feel it, baby!
With Dung so heavily into music, it probably doesn't surprise you that there is some music that he's done himself. I guess it's called Dung music. On Sunday, December 7th, 1980, Dung's featured artist on LAVFM's All Night Idiot Show was Yoko Ono. And by horrible coincidence, of course, the very next night, December 8th, brought bad news.
We do know that John Lennon is dead, shot to death, apparently by the 25-year-old man from Hawaii.
Dung's feature the following Sunday night, December 14th, was John Lennon.
They lived hopefully ever after, and who could blame them?
I'd like to live to ripe old age with Yoko only, you know. And I'm not afraid of dying. I don't know how I'd feel at the moment, but I'm prepared for death because I don't believe in it. I think it's just getting out of one car and getting into another.
One!
Because it doesn't help murderers to hang them. It is all they understand, but it doesn't... Violence begets violence. And you can't kill off all the violent people or all the murderers. You'd have to kill off the government.
The full meaning of Winchester Cathedral defies description. Their loss was our Gainsborough nil. The sound of a manservantile defectively lasting barred up in a love busy Gary Dale time. How close can you get his bargain out of the underly council originally a bad bath feeling court?
We have a special guest here this evening.
John speaking. Who'll speak to you?
Now!
The Lennon feature found those irrepressible fun boys, Dung and Ta, paying tribute to John's sense of humor in their own unique way.
I think you're right. Ready?
Yeah.
Standing on a dock of Southampton, trying to get to Holland or France. The man in the Mac says you gotta go back. You know they didn't even give us a chance. Dang, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me.
Nobody ever has, but if somebody came up to me and said ta, somebody seems to be saying it now. If you could single out one isolated incident in the 8-year existence of the M. Dung character, what would the most infamous be? This next segment is it, without question. We have to backtrack in time to the Big Top now, not on WSRX, but on public station WEHB in Grand Rapids. The station was run by a committee of ultra-liberals who were having problems understanding Dung's unusual approach to radio. After a while, it got to where they stationed a committee member outside the control room window to take notes while Dung did his show.
Oh, good evening, baby, and welcome to M. Dung's Big Top!
Many things are under the Big Top this evening. Anthony's Good Radio's coming your way at 8:30. And plus, M. Dung is going to throw up on the floor of the WEHB studios for $25 for the station. I should throw up all over the equipment. And all over my records. If you drop by, I'll throw up on you.
Dung, knowing that WEHB had endless financial and funding problems, decided to burn his bridges in true Dung style.
Coming up later in the program, the announcer is going to throw up for everyone. Why would I do such a thing?
The best things in the life are free.
But you can leave it to the birds and bees. We need money. WEHB needs money, you eye. And if Dung has to throw up to get it, I will. So everyone can listen and get ready with your checkbook, buddy.
Friends, there's something been haunting me, and I just got to tell you about it. I saw an accident one day that would chill the heart of any man and teach them not to drink a drop while the steering wheel's in their hand. This awful accident occurred on the 20th day of May and caused two dear little children to be sleeping beneath the clay. Daddy, why did you do this to us? How come you run us to the ground? It was you and Mommy we was talking about when the car had brought us down. And I was just telling little sister that I knew we'd see you again someday. But Daddy, why did it have to be like this? Why did it have to be this way? Why, Daddy, why?
Oh, Lord. If that song doesn't make you ill, I don't know what would. That was Furlin' Husky. With the drunken driver. Well, everyone, the moment's come. Dung has to do it or die. It means $5 for WEHB, which, by the way, will help pay for the bills. Everyone gets bills. Everybody gets bills, and you have to pay them. If you don't pay them, you get problems. Problems and bills go hand in hand. For WEHB to avoid some problems, we need some money to pay the bills. Does that make sense? I mean it, baby. It is time for Dung to throw up, because WEHB is right across the street from a joint that sells hot dogs. And so, upon hearing what I had to do tonight, I ate lots of them. Oh, boy, here we go. The finger goes in the throat. $5, baby. Now it's your turn to cough it up.
The day after this happened, talk of that incident was all over Grand Rapids radio circles. And what made it funny was not simply the fact that he came on the air and threw up. That'd just be, you know, vulgar or stupid or whatever. But Dung treated that as if it's something any DJ should consider doing. Then again, any DJ who would do that on the air should consider moving to California to get healthy again, especially in the head. Dave Logan came to San Francisco to program KFOG
104.5
in fall 1982. After feeling out the situation to see if the Bay Area was ready for fun, and after demanding a fair and square audition tape, he sent for the fun boy himself.
I've been working with Dung at KFOG for 2 years now.
KFOG co-worker Bill Cafuri.
He looks just like he does on radio. He doesn't sound like his face.
On my way to sunny California. On my way to spend another sunny day.
Water.
Dung drove to San Francisco from Michigan in January 1983, but his journey was anything but an idyllic Beach Boys-type trip into the Golden West. In Wyoming, the winds of a severe snowstorm tore the side mirror for his trailer right off the car. And in San Francisco, the winter storms of 1982-83 were at their height.
Well, the whirlwind of the love of my darling.
Oh, yeah!
Good evening, baby. This is KFOG San Francisco. Dung Boy is here, baby, and it's time to have fun with the Sunday Night Idiot Show tonight.
Baby.
Sunday Night Idiocy's move west resulted in some brand new features for Dung Show, such as the Surf and Sundown.
And since coming to San Francisco in general, and his promotion to mornings in particular, Dung is subject to the pressures of a major market broadcasting career.
The pressure of life reaches you. My life is nothing but pressure, all pressure. This pressure is like a heaviness. And it's always on top of me, this heaviness, always there since I'm a kid. Other people wake up in the morning, new day, up and at 'em. I wake up, the heaviness is waiting for me nice.
And because of the heaviness, Dung has taken out an insurance policy and a will. And in the will, he specifies that he be given a rockabilly funeral.
Hi, this is Sleepy LaBeef on the big disc jockey show in the sky.
We hope you've enjoyed the K-Fog History of M. Dung radio special. Thank you for sitting through this. After another 8 years of fun, maybe I'll get cornered into doing another. Thanks to Dave Logan for giving me a lift to North Beach, during which I agreed to 86 splices. Thanks to Bill Cafuri and Sky Daniels for relevant quotes. And, of course, to Dung himself. Joe Montana is God. I am Ta.
A-way.
Roselani, 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 Rosel